Kanye West almost couldn't get into. But hey, don't worry, Kanye. You are always welcome here at Dish Nation.
We'll get into that mess in a little bit. Plus, Bradley Cooper naked in an alley? Stay tuned and find out what's up with that.
And Katy Perry shares Orlando Bloom's worst habit. But Brad, honey, what you got first?
Okay, y'all, Cardi B never ceases to amaze us. She is always pushing the boundaries, okay? Yes. Well, check this one out. Cardi has yet to reveal her 4-month-old son's name, but she might be letting us know in a very Cardi way. So Cardi tweeted, "Random, but I'm 1% close to tatting my son's name on my face. I really, really want to do it. I want my son on my jaw."
Whoa, that's a little personal.
Yeah, what? But check this out. Whoa. Y'all, the Barty gang was quick to bring up Cardi's tweet from July when she said, "Every day I'm thankful at the fact that I ain't get this face tat I wanted when I was 16. Now, what do y'all think? Should Cardi get this tattoo on her jaw?
Does she have a face tattoo of the other child?
No.
I feel like the other kid would feel a certain way. And it's like your face. Your face is all your money. Like, even if you did it like maybe tiny, like above your eyebrow or something.
Say it to the back of the choir, HK. I'm breaking out in hives right now at the thought of Cardi. And we don't even know the little boy's name. Right. So we don't know if it's going to be a long name, if it's going to be in Spanish. But here it is. Your face. If you're going to do your arms, do it on your back or your arm.
You should do it on her face. Honey, your face is the window to the world. You should be able to walk in the world and everybody see your children's name on your face. You should put it on her face.
There's somebody who ain't got one tattoo.
You can also Google it.
Thank you.
I just forgot what the kid's name is.
Like, get it on your boobie.
Right. Get it on your boobie.
And then when your boobie sag when you get older, it's going to be looking like a razor.
It'd be the name look like it got a middle name too, Gary, right, when your boobs start sagging.
Right.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
All right, so the drama between exes Kanye West and Kim Kardashian ain't going nowhere. Oh. Now, their daughter Chicago's 4th birthday party was Saturday, and Ye complained on IG that he wasn't told where the party was being held. Check it out.
Chicago, happy birthday. I love you. And I'm just putting this online because I need y'all's support. I didn't call Kim, text the nannies. I got on the phone with Tristan. He said, he asked Chloe, "Won't nobody give me the address to my daughter's birthday party right now?" And that's going to imprint in her mind that I wasn't there for her.
In a follow-up video, Kanye shared that he did make it to the party, and he shouted out Travis Scott for giving him the address and time, and Kylie for letting him in when he got there. And in case if you're wondering, his new girl, Julia Fox, she wasn't with him. She was busy celebrating her son Valentino's first birthday party with her ex, Peter.
It's so many levels of wrong to this. It's just, you know,
we're going to have, if it's my baby's birthday and I'm not even invited and you're not going to give me the, there's a problem.
But
there's like serious problems.
Recognize that Kim has been dealing with a man. I'm with you. I don't ever believe you should have your ex-husband over because it's not about, he could be a great daddy, maybe not a good husband. But if you've been dealing with a man that's been having kind of like erratic behavior, you don't know if he's going to go off on your boyfriend, on your mama. He didn't say
on
something
everybody.
About the grandma.
He's taking it out on his pinata. He's using the baby to break the
pinata.
Did you
see that picture?
These pictures I'm looking at.
But Kylie and Travis did the right thing by telling him about the party because that was both their kids were celebrating the party. Kylie and Travis may not have that much money left because all what Travis going through. So they did right by letting Kanye come on in and split that party together, honey. So they did the right thing.
Yo.
I was like, Tristan,
I knew it.
Did he bring the new baby?
Gary, they just co-parenting, y'all.
No co-parenting.
The baby wanted her mama and daddy there. If daddy wasn't there, she'd be asking mama all day where daddy at.
And you know what, Brett? When we have kids and we divorce, we always have an answer for where daddy is. Mm-hmm. And the answer would be, ask Julia. Ask Julia, baby.
Ask that other woman.
All right, y'all. So, honey, okay, now y'all might think, honey, that Orlando Bloom, honey, is just about perfect. But, honey, his lady, Miss Katy Perry, she went on the British radio show, y'all, Hot Breakfast, and she shared one really annoying habit that he has, y'all. Check this out.
If he loves to floss, which, thank God, because some partners don't, and it's disgusting. He has brilliant teeth, but he leaves the floss everywhere, up on the side of my bed and in the car and on the kitchen table. I'm like, there is bins everywhere. So
you need to train him.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I've done my best.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh, wow. God.
So, Sherry, darling, honey, now, so what do you think about this, honey? Is this just worse, honey, than just a guy leaving a toilet seat up?
Y'all may disagree with me, but I don't mind saying floss because it means you cleaning all that food from between your teeth. Do you know how many people don't floss?
A lot of people don't floss, Cher.
You can tell what they ate from 7 years ago when they say hello.
Yikes.
So if I floss, we don't want none of the stuff from your teeth flying out.
That's right.
But Brad, it's worse when a man leave the toilet up and you go in there at 2 a.m, you ain't paying no attention, your ass fall right in the water.
Come on, it's not like we're setting traps for y'all. Like, you're supposed to look.
No, you're supposed to let it down. Be courteous now. If somebody else is in the house beside you,
the girls I mess with got big old booties, so ain't nobody going through that
day. Well, I don't have a big old booty, and I fall in the toilet.
Do you floss after each meal, Sherry?
After each meal, I do.
Because
that stuff is in your teeth. Gary's nasty.
I like to take my food afterwards, so I don't do all.
I don't know. Maybe they were using it as a sexy kind of thing. That's why I said a bedroom. You know, you can use floss for that.
What can you use floss for?
To tie up.
Oh.
Hello.
Ain't no floss keeping me back.
Girl, that'd cut somebody's circulation.
Who are these emaciated people that you can restrain with floss?
Seriously. Who are these?
You know, maybe my mind is just going
there. Sherry got men to the bed starving them.
We gonna get off the flaws. Moving on. Looks like Bradley Cooper is stripping down in his movie Nightmare Alley. Mm. Now, I really would like to see this. So in a recent interview, Bradley shared that he had to be totally nude for 6 hours on the set for this film.
Damn.
Bradley said, "I can still remember that day just to be naked in front of the crew for 6 hours. And it was Toni Collette's first day. It was just like, whoa, it's pretty heavy." I know it was, Richard. Yeah. I know it was. Now, I know that the female production crew was happy. Mm. What y'all think?
So, Cher, you think his missile stayed up, honey? Or, you know, was that attention the whole time?
Was it...
Damn, Gary.
Gary, you just went there. Dude, you don't even do foreplay. You just go straight.
He dives right in.
No lube. You just go right straight in.
Shades on and everything.
Okay, Chewy, I got a question for you, Gary, and HK. If you was getting paid big bread, big dough, could you be naked for that long in front of the dish crew?
I could.
Chewy could.
We know 100%. You could, Gary.
I love nudity.
Dude, like, how much is big bucks?
Like,
talking here?
I mean, what would it take?
Well, now it's like an escort. Make me in a decent proposal. We'll talk.
All right, well, if you can't get naked, maybe you can do this in front of a crowd. Chris Brown has come out with a new dance challenge for his new song, Iffy, and it looks fun, but quite hard for some of us non-dancers. Check this out, y'all.
Okay, this is ridiculous hard.
Girl, if he ain't doing the Watusi, honey, I can't do it. That's
the
truth.
The who?
The Watusi.
The Watusi.
Okay. Y'all know the Watusi?
No.
That you're showing your age.
You're showing your age.
Yeah, he did.
I'm not going to tell you that I know how to do it, so I'm not with you.
Can you guys do any dances? Can you guys do any dances? I can do the snake.
We got the snake.
We can do the cabbage patch.
I can do the
cabbage patch. I can do the cabbage patch.
The running man. We got the running man.
Running man.
No boots too big.
Same thing with some shoulders and hands. We'll lean back.
What's the RoboCop? We showed all our ages right now. Showed all our ages with that right there.
All right, y'all. Up next, we have a dish debate. Dish debate that
dish
you
debate.
Will not want to miss. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back, y'all. It's time to hit y'all with another
dish debate.
There's a lot of tricky names and details here, so please follow me along, scene.
Okay.
All right, so Annalee Chopper was seen minding his business at the airport when all of a sudden an NBA Youngboy fan picked a fight with him and the two got to scrapping right in front of the budget rent-a-car check-in.
Wow.
Can't make this stuff up. Now, if you saw the video, you heard NLE Chopper ask the fan to leave him alone, but the fan kept trying him, and next thing you know, he got SmackDown put on him. And the clip ended up going viral, and NLE Chopper came through with a quick post and delete that said, "I'm not one of them. No matter how much I change, I'll put anybody under."
All right.
Oh, I don't know if y'all saw, the video in his entirety, because I watched it a bunch of times, but at one point, like, NLE Chopper falls, like, he was a puppet, like one of the ones from Team America World Police. Like someone like let this, but he didn't get knocked. It was just weird. These new kids move different. But anyway, so let me ask y'all, if you think NLE Choppa was in the right for socking a fan in the face, or like, should fans stop being extra and running up on celebrity?
Fans need to stop being so extra, yeah. But also these artists need to be mindful of those beefs they create.
Yeah.
Right. Because especially if they have those... if they have those ride or die fans, your fans are going to stick up for you.
And y'all know, when y'all get off the plane at the airport, you just don't want to be talking to nobody.
Right. You're just waking
your booty
up.
Hurt. Like, Jesus.
Especially at the rental car place.
I would want free rental. I would want a free car after watching that. Mm-hmm. Budget would have to give me a car.
And Budget is like one of the nicer rental car places. If that had happened at like Easy Rental, he'd have lost that fight.
I remember I was at the Essence Festival, and I remember seeing Lisa Ray with like 12... police officers around her because she has security. Because people are always trying, and you got men who want to come pick you up and swing you around.
Yes!
I've been swung around once. It wasn't me.
I tried to swing you, Chewy. I'm going to have to work.
Did my security break your wrist?
Probably.
All right. I got another dish debate for y'all. Sherry, girl, listen to this. So reality star Miss Nikki Baby hit the gram and had all the women chatting, girl. So she posted a meme that said, if my man say cook at 3 or 4 a.m., I'm going to get up and cook. And she also commented, I take care of mines.
That's how she said it, too.
So, Sherry, this sounds like, honey, that Miss Nikki Baby is securing that bag. So, girl, what you think about that?
Okay, you're talking to a woman that's twice divorced. So, obviously, I was not getting up at 3 in the morning taking care of my ass.
Why not?
I'll tell you what I think of that.
I'm going to wake you up at 3 a.m. for some sex. That's the only time I'm going to wake you up at 3 a.m.
I can pretend like I'm dead, right? And you can still get it, but I can't get up and cook at 3 in the morning like I'm dead.
See, for me, I respect the hours at 3 a.m. as the demon time in which it is. You do not wake a woman at 3 a.m. That's the time she will turn into a demon. So, I'll wait till the sun come up, and I'll have breakfast like normal people.
Coming up, this OnlyFans star makes sure her two kittens have a space for work and play. We'll get into that after the break. But first, Headcrack has a special offer that'll keep those winter pounds from creeping up on you.
I want you to be your best you in 2022, and your New Year's resolution starts and ends with the D'Herbs Full Body Cleanse. Now, D'Herbs has been helping people lose weight for over 15 years. With thousands of five-star reviews and many of our success stories have lost 30 pounds in only 20 days. Just listen to this real D'Herbs success story.
So the D'Herbs Full Body Cleanse helped me lose 53 pounds.
Wow.
There you go. 53?
Yes, 53 pounds. I have tried every other diet out there, and this is not just a diet, this is a way of life.
Full Body Cleanse, it works.
I not only got off the blood pressure medicine, no longer pre-diabetic, but also I had heartburn and all that, and then lost the weight. I mean, that was, to me, life-changing.
Don't struggle with trendy diets or unreasonable workout routines in 2022. Make a commitment that will get results. Visit dherbs.com now and get a nice discount with promo code DISH. That's dherbs.com, promo code DISH, to become your best you in 2022.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, listen to this, guys. It's kind of crazy. An Australian woman who was born with two vajayjays says that she uses one for work and the other one for personal use.
Let me
explain. Right. Evelyn Miller, 32, learned at the age of 20 that she had a delphonic or dolphic.
A delphonic?
She was in the delphonic.
She was in the didolphic.
She had a didolphic uterus. Okay.
Oh.
So she started working as a very successful OnlyFans creator after quitting the escort industry. And get this, she claims that sex feels different in each spot.
Talk about a fork in the road.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Sherry, do you wish you had two Virginias?
Virginias?
Okay, first of all, Brad, Virginia's? I don't even use the one Virginia that I have, let alone two of them.
Damn, Cher.
That's a lot of work. Oh. No, Chewy. No. That's a lot of work. That's a double entry door.
I couldn't imagine. Mm-hmm. That almost seems like Avatar or some type of alien. Yeah.
And she needs a cool OnlyFans name. I don't know what she's going with, but she should call herself Dua Lipa.
HK. And that's why you make the big money.
All right, moving on, y'all. it's time for Paris Traffic with the Stars! All right, first up is Team Mowry. She's going viral on social media after posting a few photos that fans are calling thirst traps.
Oh.
What? And reportedly, these fans also went to her hubby Corey Hardrick's IG page and asked him to stop his wife from posting pics.
Oh.
But take a look at these and see, is she thirst trapping? Y'all take a look.
She looking good.
She looks great. She's in bed chilling. She looks beautiful.
But here's the problem, y'all. You know when we find a good picture and we want to post like all the different shots of that same, the angles?
That's right.
I think here's the problem. She done posted three or four of the same shot.
That's like that one you posted when you were on the desk.
Just pick one. I did that. I posted seven of those same pictures on IG.
All right.
I couldn't pick.
I love all of them.
Speaking of taking photos, y'all, Kim K took her clappas to the beach and shared a few vacation snapshots on IG with the caption, Mother Nature.
Mm.
All right, y'all? Now, what's interesting, fans believe in the last photo with the shadowy figure is Sweet Meat Pete taking the photo.
Mm.
Now, what y'all think? Is this a thirst trap with Sweet Meat Pete?
Yeah. Mm. It's hard to say. Like, I mean, we've seen her be riskier in some of the other
bitches. Exactly.
It's like some people having fun at the beach. It's kind of like, you know, like tame for Kim K standards.
Yeah. When we gonna get sick of her body, honey? We sick of her body and these damn bathing suits, honey. I'm like,
she looks great.
You
she
might be sick of her body, but women aspire to have that body, Gary.
Yeah, Sherry, you don't want that body.
No, that's a little, I couldn't handle it. That's a journey I could never take, Kim Kardashian's body. Everybody can't walk her path. But I think that she got over 20 million followers, Gary, so there's some people that like that girl's body.
If I had 20 million followers, I'd be showing everything. Every day. On the beach, in the kitchen.
Show everything.
Well, up next, find out how this pastor's getting blasted for using his spit as holy water. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. It's time for Didn't See Dish Coming.
Oop.
Now, mega pastor Mike Todd received major backlash after hawking up a loogie, spitting it into his hands, and smearing the spit over a man's face as a demonstration of laying hands.
Oh, yuck.
Now, I know there's supply chain issues, but you could have waited for the oil, bro. Now, don't worry. We're not going to show it to you because trust us, it's just as disgusting as it sounds. So, of course, Pastor Todd was quickly reminded that he was not a miracle performing Jesus. So, that was not God's work right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
I just felt like I was going to throw up. Just never mind.
Well, keep it in for a second. Now, Pastor Todd took to his social media and admitted that the spit had hit the fan and apologized for taking it too far. But many people are still disgusted. Now, would y'all forgive your pastor if he did this to y'all?
That was pure ego.
That was
ego of him doing that.
It was demonstrating.
If it was not ego, he wouldn't have apologized because pastors do things because they say God told him to.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't tell him to. That's why he apologized. I hope he flossed before he did it. But you don't do that. I want to let every pastor know, don't do that. That's not the new trend for pastors.
And any
Stop
pastor that tries to do that to me, you're going to get punched in the face.
You're going
to
get slapped.
Oh, yeah. Punched. If that was me, a new religion would have been launched that day. Oh, I'm a slapist. Because, like, the God I know where the green lit this. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.